You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Really good people in this world of ours do not pride themselves on their goodness.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, your goodness is life to us. By your goodness, you forgive our sins. By your goodness, help us to see ourselves as we are, that we may accept forgiveness and life from your gracious hand, held out to the world in your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He's a good man, people say, of someone whom they admire. What makes him good? Sometimes it is that he is competent in his profession, capable of doing what he has set out to do. Or he's a good family man, showing consideration for his wife and children. Or he's not a drunkard and not given to other conspicuous vices. Or he takes part in community affairs and shows an interest in people around him. Or he's kindly, he always has a smile on his face. Sometimes people say he is a good man simply because he is on their side rather than on the other side. I have known men who could never refer to their wives except as my good wife. When our Lord was called good by a religious leader of his time, he replied, "Why do you call me good?" It's a good question. There are good reasons, and some not so good, for calling a man good. This religious leader came to Jesus with a question. "Good sir, what shall I do to get to heaven?" "Do you realize what you are saying when you call me good?" Jesus asked him. "Only God is truly good, and no one else." The man did not rise to the question. It never occurred to him, apparently, that this was one good reason for calling Jesus Christ good. He is God. He is God come to men. He is God doing for men. That man getting ready to die for the sins of the world was God, in every sense of the word. As St. Paul said, "In him resides all the fullness of the Godhead, bodily." Not having stirred the man to rise to the occasion with an appropriate question, which might have changed his whole life, by the way, Jesus went on, "As to your question now, you know what the Ten Commandments say. Don't commit adultery, don't murder, don't steal, don't lie, honor your parents, and so on." The man replied, "I have obeyed every one of these laws since I was a small child." Now that's good, isn't it? It's not nearly as good as the man thought. Any man who thinks that he is good still has a lot to learn. This man was knowledgeable in the field of religion, but he still had a lot to learn. Self-righteous piety, no matter how good it may appear on the surface, cannot cover up the greatest sin of all, failure to recognize how much all of us need forgiveness, no matter how good we may think we are. I need forgiveness, and so do you. If I don't recognize that, I haven't seen anything. If you do not recognize it, you haven't seen anything. You can call me good, and I can call you good, until both of us are blue in the face, but it doesn't mean a thing. until we have seen ourselves as we are, in need of the forgiveness of God, we haven't seen anything good yet. The man who came to Jesus with the question may very well have been a pretty good man. He was probably a lot better than others around him. Let's not take anything away from him. He was better than most, and that's something. He had tried, and that is something. He had worked hard to achieve a good reputation in the community, and that is something. But it isn't good enough, not good enough for God. As Jesus Christ said, he's the only one who's truly good, and no one else. There's a very good reason for teaching the Ten Commandments to children. It's not that the Ten Commandments will make children good. What the Ten Commandments do for all of us is to tell us where we stand in relation to God. By the law, said St. Paul, is the knowledge of sin, so that every mouth may be stopped and all the world stand guilty before God. If people don't understand how they stand with God, they don't understand anything. They understand neither God nor themselves. That's one good reason for teaching the Ten Commandments. This man thought he understood the Ten Commandments. He had kept them all ever since he was a small child, he said. With all of his achievements and all of his good reputation, he had not got the very first thing about life. He didn't understand himself. When the man said, I've obeyed every one of these laws ever since I was a small child, our Lord must have smiled. He was not unkind, but he had to prick that bubble. There's still one thing you lack, Jesus said. Sell all you have and give the money to the poor. It will become treasure for you in heaven. And then come and follow me. But when the man heard this, he went away sadly, for he was very rich. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy, but there's something mighty wrong with putting anything else first in your life, anything but the goodness of God. That's what Jesus was saying. And the man did not get it. He went away sadly, for he was very rich. People who set their heart on riches, said St. Paul, pricked themselves with many sorrows. This man did that. He had set his heart on things, and he went away sadly. There's nothing wrong with living an upright life. It can be a very good thing when people understand themselves and don't become puffed up with pride over their goodness. The parents of John the Baptist, for example, Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, are described in the Bible as righteous people who obeyed God's commandments. As Good News for Modern Man puts it, these humble people lived good lives in God's sight, and I believe it. The man who took down the body of Jesus from his cross, a very wealthy man, Joseph of Arimathea, is described in the Bible as a good and righteous man. Jesus himself said in the Sermon on the Mount, God causes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. There's a noticeable difference between people who live uprightly and those who give themselves to all kinds of wickedness, ignoring God and despising his commandments. Really good people in this world of ours do not pride themselves on their goodness. They see themselves as they are. They need forgiveness as much as anybody. They are not so good as to be able to stand in the presence of God, who alone is good, without his forgiveness, his grace, his undeserved love. They know themselves and they know God. That's the beginning of true goodness. A good man entered the temple one day and started to pray. That's good. What did he say? I thank you, God, that I am not as other men are. That doesn't sound so good, but just wait. I fast twice in the week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. Now that's good. I'm not a cheat, murderer, adulterer, swindler, or disgusting and dishonest like this tax collector standing over there. Was that good? Our Lord, who told the story, did not think so. The tax collector was in the temple too. That was the really remarkable part of the story. People would not expect to find him there. He was a desolate man, saying over and over to himself, God, be merciful to me, sinner that I am. Our Lord said that one of those two men went out of the temple that day justified, that is, declared not good but righteous, as only God can declare a man righteous. Can God do something like that? He can, and he does all the time. That's what forgiveness is all about. It's God justifying a sinner, declaring that sinner righteous. That's God's way of doing things. In another story, one son went out and wasted everything he had. The other son stayed home and played the part of a good man. He did not hang around with harlots. He didn't waste his money on reckless adventures. He worked hard. When the other brother came home and asked to be forgiven by the family, the older brother wouldn't have anything to do with him at all. He refused even to forgive his brother. Is that good? Our Lord, who told the story, did not think so. Apparently, the trouble with our world is its goodness. There isn't anything that stands so much between a man and his God as that man's goodness. It's the goodness of people that makes them regard themselves as better than others. They're more spiritual or more righteous or more respectable, so they think. Jesus Christ evidently did not think so. Then there are those good people who would never hurt a fly, but also have shown no compassion and have no heart at all for their fellow men. They never rejoice when somebody turns over a new leaf. They're always pointing the finger at somebody else and harping on the evil that others do. They don't mind gossiping about their friends and neighbors. That's natural, they say. They're still good people, aren't they? Our Lord did not think so. The really good man is always saying to himself, I need the forgiveness of God. God alone is good. I know myself for what I am, and I need his forgiveness. God, forgive me. It isn't that the rich man did not have a God. He had one, all right. It was the stuff he had accumulated over the years. That was his, and he couldn't begin to part with it. He had a right to it, because he was good. God had blessed him because he was so good. How often I've heard that kind of talk from people today who genuinely believe that their goodness invited the blessing of God. God is good, all right. He's good enough to forgive the sinner. He's good enough to send his son, Jesus Christ, to blow up those bubbles of ours and to give himself as a ransom for the sins of the many. God is good enough to raise that son of his from the dead and make him Lord of everything. Is he Lord in your life? That's good. That's really good. It's the beginning of true goodness. The goodness of God shows itself in his love toward us. He loves. All of us need that love of his forgiving love. Human goodness, that is not merely superficial piety, begins at the cross of Jesus Christ. Father, said Jesus Christ, as he was being nailed to that cross, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Acceptance of his forgiveness, the forgiveness of the living God, is the beginning of new life with a new goodness, the goodness to forgive and to show love as love has been shown to all of us in Jesus Christ. It was a truly good man who said, the grace of God was more than enough for me with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. He was describing the new life as he had come to experience it himself in Jesus Christ. It was so great that he had to talk about it and to share it with everyone whom he met. For the love of God, my friend, take the forgiveness God gives and be a truly good man, a good woman, a good boy or girl. That's the road to real goodness, like the real goodness of God in Jesus Christ, who all through this book of Luke is described as the friend of sinners. The greatest thing a good man can do is to be a friend. That's the mark of true goodness. That's the way of a truly good man and a truly good woman, a truly good boy or girl. It's the mark of greatness. As Jesus watched the rich man go, he said to his disciples, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Those who heard him say this exclaimed, if it is that hard, how can anyone be saved? He replied, God can do what men can't. Yes, God can, and he does all the time, making ordinary people extraordinary through faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Faith and love are for everybody. They're good. They're for you, if you will have them. They're for you in Jesus Christ. The good word is, take Jesus Christ as your Savior. Rich or poor, makes no difference. Take Jesus Christ and let God do for you what nobody else can. Only God is truly good, and no one else. Amen.